When's the last time you had your passport renewed, Yael?
It's been a while, Don. I probably need to do that.
When you do, you might want to find out if your new passport has an RFID chip.
A what chip?
RFID. It stands for Radio Frequency Identification. Big retailers like Walmart use them to track inventory.
Like barcodes?
Sort of. But RFID chips are even better. They're basically tiny radio receivers and transmitters that can store, send, and receive information. So, for example, Walmart can put an RFID chip on a pallet of merchandise that has information about how much stuff is on the pallet, where it is in the warehouse, and so on.
Sounds handy.
Once the chips become small enough, companies could put them in every item they sell to keep track of exactly what's being bought, where, when, everything.
So, if I buy a pair of shoes with a chip inside, the store gets information about my buying habits.
It could happen. And the thing is that the chips keep working even after you leave the store. So at least theoretically, anyone with the right technology could read the information on the chip.
I guess it wouldn't be too bad if some stranger knew how much I paid for a pair of shoes or where I bought them. But if there's a chip in my passport...
Exactly. If you're traveling in a foreign country and someone with a scanner wants to find out where you're from and who you are...
All they'd have to do is read the chip.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Provost.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from James Moore at Dartmouth College.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. Once again, our web address is amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.